Today, we have lesson number 93 in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim. We will conclude the 23rd Perek today with Mishnayos 4 and 5. Perek Chof Gimel, Mishneh Dalet, and Mishneh Hei. Let's learn Mishneh Dalet. Hamita, bed, vahakar, a pillow, vahakeses, a blanket or a bed cover, shelmeis, which are for a dead body. The dead body is being carried upon this mita, upon this stretcher or coffin, the pillow, blanket. Hare elu temeim midros. These are considered bona fide resting places for a human being, and therefore they are metame, they can become an avatumah if someone sits upon them or lies upon them. And the reason being that even though, of course, the dead body is a dead body, and dead bodies sitting upon something is not considered sitting for these purposes, but women in mourning, in desperate grief, lean upon these objects, lie upon these objects in their grief as they cry for the dead. And therefore, it's what the Tosefta says, and therefore they do become an avatuma. Kise shel kalo, the chair upon which a bride sits, the bridal chair, umashber shel chaya, and the seat that a woman in childbirth sits upon as she's delivering a baby. V'kisei shel koveis shehu koreim elov es hakelim. The chair which a launderer sits upon when he's pressing clothing. He's pressing them to make them flat, and then he sits upon a type of a pressing apparatus, and he sits, puts his weight upon it. Amar Rabbi Yossi says, Ein bohem mishum moshov. The above, the kisei shel kalo, etc., are not considered seats with reference to tumas moshav. They are not considered a moshav, and not mekabel tumas medras. Why? Rabbi Yossi doesn't give his reason. Some say that the reason is that the person who sits upon them is not sitting for the purpose of sitting. He's sitting because of other purposes. The bride, in order to look regal. The chaya, the woman in childbirth, because that's the best way for her to be in the position to deliver the baby. The launderer certainly is sitting upon it, not for comfort, but for the act of pressing them down. With reference to the kisei shel kalo, which Rav Yossi, and that's only Rav Yossi's opinion that's recorded in this Mishnah. There's no one who argues with it in this Mishnah. But not long ago, in Perichov Bey's Mishneh Dalet, we learned about a kisei shel kalo, about a chair that a bride sits on. And there we learned that it is mekabel tumas medras. The only question is if the chipuyim, the seat, the armrests, the backrests are removed, is it mekabel tumas medras or not? And here, Rabbi Yossi seems to be saying that a kisei shel kalo is not metame tumas medras at all. So some learn pshat, and this is what the Batanura says, that Rabbi Yossi argues, the Mishnah in Chav Beis, Perek Chav Beis Mishneh Dalet, which we learned just a few days ago, holds that Akita Shel Kala is Mikabel Tumah if it is intact. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, that's one approach. Others say that the Mishnah back there in Perek Dalet is not speaking about Tumas Medras. It's talking about other tumas. But some say a very interesting approach. This is in the commentary known as the Mishnah Achrona. He says that when the Mishnah previously in Perek Chav Gimel Mishneh Dalet, Perek Chav Beis Mishneh Dalet, said that Akiza Shakala is Mekabel Tumas Medras if it has all of its component parts in order, that's talking if the Kala sits there. The Kala sits there for her. This is a seat, and it's Mekabel Tumas Moshav. However, if the Tumah comes because of someone other than the kala. For example, a zav comes out of the street, looks for a place to sit, and sits down on the kisa shel kala. Obviously, that chair was not designed for him. Hey, buddy, they would say, get off of this chair. And therefore, for him, it's not metame tumas medras. A very creative approach. Continuing now with Mishnah Hey, hacherem. Hacherem is a net in which you catch fish. So the net, of course, the netting itself is not mekabel tuma. It's not really a bar kibul. If water, liquid, everything can come flowing out of it. In fact, even the fish can swim out of it if they could navigate their way out through the holes. However, at the bottom of the net, there is one part that's tightly woven, and that's called the zuto shel chacherim. And that chelek is woven as a solid bega, not as a netting, and therefore that part is a base kibble. And therefore the net is tomei, because all the rest of the net is considered mechubar, connected to the zuto, and if mechubar la tomei is tomei. The mission now speaks of other types of traps that to catch animals. Horshosos viha michmoros. These are traps which you catch animals, fowl. Viha medof is a plank of wood which is used to capture birds. Under the medof, under the plank of wood, you put bait, and the plank of wood is suspended by a very frail piece of straw or something. That's what holds it up in the air. The bird moves in to get the bait, and in the process bangs against the prod that's holding the plank up. The prod falls, the bank slips upon the bird, and the bird is trapped. Vi ha plotsur, and a apparatus called the plotsur. Some say this is also some kind of a trap which is used to catch birds. However, interestingly enough, the Rav Haigon says that this is what we would call a lasso or a lariat, where you have a long string with a loop at the end, and you throw the loop in such a way that it catches a bird or an animal. So that's the plotsur. Umitsudos ha-sakorin. Sakorin are those people who construct dams. And as they're constructing a dam, that part of the what was previously a river or a stream, which is now going to become a dry riverbed or a stream bed, the fish are going to be stuck there. So you put in a curtain plank of wood with holes in it, and the water can go through, but the fish get stuck and get held back by that plank, and the person comes quickly and picks up the fish. So all of the above, shosos, michmaros, etc., are tameim. They all are mekabel tuma if they touch a mace or a sheretz, because they are considered kalim. However, there are three other types of traps which simply are not kalim. They are listed here: the ho'akon, the ho'rotov, the hakluv. These are certain types of cages or nets which are not at all, don't at all look like a keli or a vessel. And therefore, they have no tsuras kli, and according to the Mishnah, they are tahorin, they are not mekabel tumah. And so, we have finished the 23rd perek, and in the process concluded lesson number 23.